Subscribe on Rumble, YouTube, follow on podcasting platforms, on LinkedIn. Check out HelloVanessaMedia.com and check out store.HelloVanessaMedia.com. Hi, my name is Vanessa Leck, and today's video slash podcast are impromptu, which has become pretty much the norm and typical these days. And just my light's a little bit dark here. There we go. And I'm basically going to be sharing about technology outages with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs ebenefits.va.gov. That's basically going to be the focus today. And I am frustrated, which is pretty much a common theme in my life, with the fact that there's another outage, as if we really need another one. And I'm going to share my screen and show you exactly what I'm talking about right now. Okay, so this is a screen. So if you go to ebenefits.va.gov, this evening I went there and I logged in. And every function that I try to utilize, such as email, which is my favorite thing, even though it doesn't function most of the time, was not functioning. And so I would click on it, and then I would see this exact screen, which I made sure to screenshot so that I could share. And like, it's literally not functioning. Like, the page will not populate. The screen will not show up properly. This is not what it's supposed to look like at all. Whenever I tried to click on another medical feature in order to, you know, do what you gotta do, also the screen popped up. And then I checked back about five times this evening. I literally just checked this about 1:30-ish a.m. Central Standard Time to make sure that I was not mistaken and that it had not come back up. And I'm here to tell you, it has not come back up in my experience. Now, maybe it'll work somewhere else, but it's not working for me, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and show you my other screen about the technology outage calendar, which I have covered before. I've covered this before. And this is up to date, though. So I went ahead and decided, because I know where to go on the website, eBenefits, to see if there's technology outage that day, today. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the website and look for the fine print, you will see a tab, basically. It's not a tab, it's like lettering that says like outage calendar. That's exactly what it says. It says outage calendar. Anyway, so I went ahead and just clicked on it, checked it out, and saw, okay, there's an outage for today. That outage was only supposed to be from 9 p.m. or 2100 here to 9:30 or 2130 here. Okay, it's only a 30-minute outage we're talking about here on December 7th. And instead, it's still out. It's still out, okay? Then they have outages here, here, whatever, but it's still out. And also, I cut out the category, but there's I screenshot this, but on the right-hand side here, there's supposed to just be like what type of outage it's going to be. So it's not supposed to be the whole website. It's supposed to be just sections of it, all right? And instead, the whole freaking website that I needed, all the functions, like the email, like some of the medical stuff, totally out, totally down. Really sick of this. So this is not the first time I've dealt with this issue at all. This is not the second time. This is not the third time. This is not the fourth time. I don't think it's the fifth time. Go back and start counting all the videos and podcasts I've done on this topic, and that will give you a flavor of how many times this has happened. So anyways, I've decided to kind of bring this up to the public sphere and to those who are likely going to be veterans and those in the military community who care about this, because I just feel like that I know that like the VA management don't really care to hear what I have to say. I'm just ignored and patronized at, you know, times. So instead to effect some change, I'm going to bring it about this way. Because the reality is the stakeholders, people that actually are impacted directly by these types of malfunctions and dysfunction in the VA, and as well good as good things that happen at the VA, need to be talking about that. because otherwise we leave it up to people who do not have our best interest at heart to be dictating what happens to us. And I'm here to tell you that there are many people out there that would like to throw veterans out in the street instead of treating them with dignity and respect and ensuring they have a dignified existence and life. That's the reality. So advocating for change matters. All right, that's all I have for today, and I wish you all the best. Bye. Subscribe on Rumble, subscribe on YouTube, follow on podcasting platforms on LinkedIn, visit HelloVanessaMedia.com, and don't forget to check out store.HelloVanessaMedia.com. Thank you.